It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Brought up Belle Isle. They're looking for feedback. They want to improve Belle Isle, and I think that's the wise decision. I went a couple summers ago and thought this could be so much more. It's bigger than Central Park in New York, and yet I feel like we have like half-ass attempt at something here and run down this over there. What do you guys want? How do we make Belle Isle better? How do we make it the gem that it can be? Ticket Texter says we need a Kenny Cott Make Belle Isle Great Again drop. Texter says, great, upgrade Belle Isle, but not our teams at the deadline. That's Dylan in Royal Oak. Text says we need a permanent roller coaster theme park Carnival State Fair type thing. Josh in Warren. John, I know you hate that idea. You want your dock space and your outdoorsman, all that stuff.
I don't like that idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
That'd be good for your kids.
It would be, but
I don't want to ruin the natural areas the way they are.
Yeah.
Says safety is everything. They need to make it safer before they do any of this. Roller skating, rollerblading area. Heather, you love to.
I love to rollerblade. Yeah. Some good paved trails. That's all you need.
Sure. Yeah.
Kids get into it.
Nice
too.
Wide bike path / rollerblade.
Yes.
Roller skating. I don't know if anybody roller skates anymore, but
I think they do, but they're not like going on long journeys. Rollers. I think they're doing like tricks and stuff, like in like
sure. Yeah. Also have like
structures.
a skate park.
No. No.
Skate, fine. If it's that big, I honestly can't even picture how big
Bridezilla
Belle
doesn't
Isle
like
is.
The clientele of a skate
no,
park.
No, it's not. No. It's more of like your.
So no,
your
she would prefer the frisbee guys.
No. It's the fact that you have to ruin part of the nature to build said skate park.
But they have
it's
a lot of nature though. They have like again, it's bigger than Central Park. If we carved a quarter of the island and made it more.
Like habitable
restaurants and social district, or
I don't like the idea of restaurants.
No.
A place
beach
to get
front.
Food. I like the food truck idea. Then you could have different food trucks there. You don't have to like create a structure and ruin the space.
Let's get some phone calls. Greg in Waterford, what's up?
Hey, I'm just would like to suggest that they do a little bit over at the Dawson's Great Lake Museum and expand that area, just like they used to have a Know Your Ships place up in Port Huron. Where you can know what ships are coming down, what time they're going to be there, what they're carrying, where they're going. It's pretty interesting, and I think a lot of people are fascinated by big freighters whenever they pass.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. I am as well. Would love to know what's going by and sitting at the beach watching all the freighters go around.
Dan in Marysville, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I've been going to the Belle Isle for about 15 years. I'm a member of the DYC. And if you've seen it 10 years ago and you look at it now, it's, you know, 100% improved there. They do have bike trails, the circumference of the aisle. So I see people rollerblading. I see people biking. I do the same. The beaches are packed. There's tons of people there. It is a state park, so let's leave it a state park. But that boat club and the zoo hasn't been touched yet. So if you're looking for dock space, you may be able to take that boathouse down, put in some new docks, do something with that zoo area. Your callers had some pretty good ideas about that. But like I said, I'm there every weekend, and the place is super packed.
No kidding.
Every weekend. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you don't get off the island before 6:30 or 7 p.m. on a Saturday or Sunday, you're going to be there a while.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, to your point about, like, that boathouse and expanding it, that there are people saying like they need to make that more of a marina, because right now I don't believe you can just go dock your boat.
No,
like,
you I don't
have
think
to be part of the
either.
Yacht club is the
yeah.
only way to do it.
I've put in Lake Erie, you know, Bulls Harbor, Sterling State Park, and fished in Lake Erie. And then a lot of times when I have somebody on the boat that is, you know, they're not from the area, haven't seen Detroit from the river, we'll run up there. I would love to be able to run all the way up to
sure
and be able to dock the boat and, like I said, have a shore lunch or just get out and let the kids play on the beach.
Accessible, I think, was one of the words you used. It makes it more accessible. Now, how about this idea? Craig in Chesterfield, you want to kind of copy from somewhere else in the state?
Yeah, absolutely. One other thing that I love about Michigan and we're recognized for is Mackinac Island, but I hate that it's so far away. So why not take some of that, some of those shops, some of those companies, the fudge shops, the pasty shops, the historical information up there, bring it down here, because I guarantee a lot of places people have never been to Mackinac because it's so far away.
So you want some Belle Isle fudge
and some pasties?
Sure. I mean,
pasties?
Yes. Careful
pasties.
Now.
Well,
a pasty shop is very
different
than a pasty shop.
Yes. I mean, that could generate some business.
Well,
though,
if you do a strip careful. Club on the island, then you could put
pasties.
Pasties
and pasties.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What if you did like a grand hotel on Belle Isle type of thing, right?
Wardrobe
a place for people to stay.
With the pasties?
Mm-hmm.
You flagged that right away.
Oh, he said that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, no, the pasties are what you eat. Pasties
yes.
are stickers.
They sure are.
Yes. Did you like the idea, though? I thought at first you were like repulsed by it.
I didn't even listen after I heard the pasties. It would.
He wanted Mackinac Island South. Does that cheapen Mackinac Island North?
No cars, get rid of the bridge, take a ferry across. Have a horse and buggy everywhere you want to go, ride your bikes.
I feel like that should just stay with Mackinac Island.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's what
Keep
that's
it,
known for.
Yeah.
yeah.
I like the idea, but I don't know that the implementation would be what you would expect or want it to be.
Yeah, I agree.
How about Brandon in Detroit? What do you want to see them do with Belle Isle?
So I've been out a few times. This is Brandon. I've been out a few times and with my dog, and the state, it's owned by the state, Belle Isle. They're really strict on leashes, and so you got to keep your dog on a leash. I feel like I come back and the dog's still got a lot of energy. I think there might be one place you can go off leash, but make a big place on the beach, find a beach, coordinate off, have a leash-free dog beach where they can swim, play, and get worn out. That's my deal.
I'm okay with that. I mean, as a dog owner who at one point didn't have kids, my dogs were my babies, and I was always looking for a place, a dog-friendly beach or a dog park or a place to take them. So I can understand that. Makes sense to me.
It's my vote.
All right, Brandon. It's noted.
As long as people clean up after them, that's also the issue too, right?
Yeah. Especially
the dogs
on the beach.
Poop on the beach. You got I just
You don't want to be stepping barefoot in.
You got to be responsible.
Hot steamy pile,
right?
Sorry, a hot steamy pile.
Yeah, unless your dog cleans up after itself. Some dogs like a hot meal.
Unbelievable.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5. off with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Alan in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Morning, fellas. How are we today?
Good.
Good.
Hey, so I'm actually on Belle Isle, and, you know, there's a couple of things that people have said that have been a little bit wrong. So there are actually two food truck areas on the aisle right now where you can go and you can get eats. So they already have that.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
There's a full golf course. There's not a disc golf course, but there's a full golf course on the island where you can come and play around.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm actually looking at a majestic 14-point buck that lives in the woods here. So that idea of turning this into like an amusement park or something, I would hate for it to ruin the nature and scare this beautiful, majestic creature away.
It's got to be in velvet, right?
Oh, yeah. I just want to go up and just, it looks like so soft to touch, but...
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, what I'd love for them to do is I'd love for them to, they have a north and a south fishing pier, and they're both closed, and I'd love for them to open the fishing pier so we can do some fishing on the river.
You know, I think that would be a great way because not everybody has a boat, right? And if you have the opportunity to go down to Belle Isle, hit the fishing pier, it just opens up more fishing opportunities for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you haven't had a chance to check out some of the nature trails, there's a beautiful nature trail where you can go walk down and actually walk right by a lighthouse. And there's a little test board hidden back in the woods along one of the nature trails. Everyone should come check it out. They really like the main.
Yeah, maybe they just need more cell towers down there.
But it is a mystery. There's a hidden right near that. I'm like, what is hidden? What's there?
I know. You
I must
it's
go
a great
see.
Mystery. You have to go now.
He's got you hooked.
Uh-huh.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.